Climate change affects the world in many ways, but one of the least discussed problems arises from its impact on public health. George Luber is the Associate Director for Climate Change for the National Center of Environmental Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Luber said the Earth's climate is a complex system and deserves better understanding. He says climate change could cause widespread adverse public health effects.
From the direct effects of severe heat and weather, to the secondary effect of ecosystem alteration through vector-borne diseases and water-borne diseases. But perhaps the category that we understand the least and the category that has the greatest potential for large-scale impact are these tertiary impacts of climate change that impact water and food supply, mental health, and environmental refugees.
Ciguatera fish poisoning is the most common form of seafood poisoning worldwide and becomes more widespread with rising sea temperatures. Luber says this is a danger for fishing in the Gulf of Mexico.
Very debilitating illness. It starts with GI symptoms and progresses to a complex of neurologic symptoms, including the very unusual reversal of the hot and cold sensation. If you have Ciguatera fish poisoning and you grab a cold can of soda, it feels like it's burning your hand. And these symptoms can persist for weeks, and some folks even report years. And this is an emerging a challenge to the fisheries in the northern Gulf of Mexico. Actually, 2 years ago, there was a large coral reef in the middle of the Gulf called the Flower Gardens that the FDA shut down because of some toxic fish getting into the food supply. We had an outbreak in Baltimore, Boston, and Chicago as a result of this.
Luber says that before the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report in 2007, there was no public health focus on adapting to climate change. One of the ways Luber recommends for adapting to climate change is walking more to increase physical activity and decrease carbon emissions.
Also, getting people out of their cars increases air or decreases air pollution and improves the quality of air. By getting people out of their car, they can actually talk to each other. Instead of behind a windshield, we can actually talk to our neighbors. And by speaking to our neighbors and knowing our neighbors, it increases neighborhood social capital. And this is shown to be an extremely important factor in community resilience to extreme weather events.
And Luber points out that the climate-related disasters disproportionately affect the poor, as well as racial and ethnic minorities, while the wealthy are better equipped for adaptation.
The United States emits about a quarter of the world's gases that cause global warming. If we look at the impacts of climate change, we see that the U.S. drops off the map entirely, and mortality associated with climate-related events increases dramatically in those countries that don't contribute that much to the problem. So those who are most affected are those least responsible for the greenhouse gas emissions that caused the problem in the first place. This is an environmental justice issue fundamentally. We have to accommodate this in our strategy in moving forward. Climate change is an ethical problem fundamentally.
Martine Schoenfeld teaches philosophy at USF and says that global competition should inspire the U.S. to take sustainability more seriously.
If one simply, quote-unquote, looks around and sees how other countries are now becoming in many of these climate-related and relevant ways more sustainable, more advanced than we are. And that is good, because that's again makes it easier to motivate than such an effort, because nobody wants to fall behind.
Public health professor Bo Kwa agrees with Schoenfeld.
Today, if you read the New York Times, that's the message Tom Friedman is writing about, that if we don't have a green technology, if we do not invest in green technologies, we're going to lose out to other countries, to China.
In addition to international concerns, anthropology professor Heidi Castaneda suggests that individuals take care of their own health.
Why do we have so many people that still smoke when there are links to, detrimental health effects? So I think in terms of re-energizing or re-educating ourselves, and how do we become responsible for ourselves, I think might be one way in which we could start, seeing how things connect in a more complex way to start getting to the climate issue. I mean, we could compare it to the financial breakdown that recently happened. If everyone was sort of more responsible and cognizant of what was going on externally rather than leaving things to experts.
While the loss of wildlife is a major concern in dealing with climate change, Luber says the health of people is the most important.
I want to get rid of the polar bear as the symbol of climate change and replace it with the asthmatic child, who many of us have in our family, and serves as a real symbol of human impact of climate change. Bring it into our communities and show people that it is actually humans that are impacted by climate change.
Community advocate Dina Levingood thinks the climate debate has been misleading in the mainstream media.
We don't trust many of the media sources any longer to give us accurate information and correct information. But you could, and Global Sustainabilities, this school could perhaps be the portal that would provide a forum for having the conversation and with the community, with people who want to become knowledgeable on these issues.
Students who enroll in the Global Sustainability Program at USF must find a real solution to solving at least one sustainability problem, either at home or in another country, as part of the program. This event was the first for the school, which has the only online Global Sustainability Master's degree in Florida. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.